The family of a woman slain by her husband in 2006 is on edge after the killer, a former Penn professor, was released yesterday. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, family and friends of Ellen Robb addressed reporters today outside the Upper Marion home where she was killed.
Gary Gregory, who is Ellen Robb's brother, stood in front of the house choking back tears.
It was about 10 years ago that I drove up here and saw the police tape. And I saw them put her lifeless body in the ambulance.
Gregory's talking about the death of his sister at the hands of Raphael Robb, a former economics professor who specialized in game theory. Robb first told police someone had broken into their home and killed his wife, but that story quickly fell apart, and he confessed to killing her with a metal chin-up bar.
She was a loving mother who stayed in a relationship, an abusive relationship, because she thought it was best for her daughter.
In a civil trial after Robb's criminal conviction, a jury found that he owes the family $128 million in damages. Raphael Robb, originally from Israel, served a full sentence of 10 years behind bars.
Robb's release is not the last chapter in this American tragedy. In fact, I think that it's safe to say that the court system has not seen the last of Raphael Robb.
Gregory says Robb lied under oath about his net assets and should be criminally prosecuted for that. After his sister's slaying, Gregory started a foundation to support victims of domestic violence. Neighbor and friend of the family, Luann Dubin, says Ellen Robb feared her husband.
And it wasn't until certain situations arrived that we were able to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. And it was ultimately too late.
It's unclear where Raphael Robb will be living. He has a legal right to reoccupy his former home, but Dubin and other neighbors say they would do everything they could to prevent that from happening. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.